The Gospel according to Luke in the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went away, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of our Lord. Let's pray. Lord, open my mouth to speak your truth and our ears to hear it. Amen. There is so much to unpack in this verse, but here we go. The three things God placed on my heart when reading this gospel were: God is calling us to love, especially those on the margins. Gratitude is important and in itself healing. Death and resurrection are a reality. First, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was in between Samaria and Galilee. Why is this mentioned? Geographically, Jesus is somewhere between Samaria and Galilee. This would almost be inevitable when traveling south from Galilee to Jerusalem. They were the borderlands. That tells us something about this text. The afflicted people were positioned as outsiders. They were the other people. We are not told much about the 10 lepers in the verse. We are not told if there were other Samaritans or if only the one in the story was. No matter what the rest of the story is, though, the people seeking help from Jesus were marginalized. They were ostracized. Leprosy was a devastating and visible disease. They sought help from a distance as they cried out for mercy. When I first read this passage, I thought Jesus was a bit dismissive. When Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest," it initially seemed like Jesus was passing the buck. However, as the men walked away, they were healed. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I have asked God for something, and God answers me in an unexpected way that sometimes may initially seem dismissive. Can you imagine the surprise when they realized they were healed? Because the Samaritan is the only one who thanked Jesus, I think it's an important thing to note that Samaritans were the other people in Scripture. They were outsiders. Who do you think of when you think of outsiders? Do you think of yourself as an outsider? There are so many things in our world that can divide us and make us think of people as the other or other people. Illness, especially with COVID and vaccination status. Race, nationality, political party, sexual orientation, gender identity, addiction, religion, faith traditions, and I could go on all day. Yet Jesus sees us all equally and equally in need of grace and mercy. May you see and love people with the eyes and heart of Jesus. May you feel gratitude like the Samaritan. Gratitude. Okay, so full disclosure, as a former preschool teacher, I was thrilled to read this gospel. Essentially, Jesus is saying, way to go, you said thank you. I wish the other ones would say it too. Isn't it nice to hear thank you? The more I thought about it, the more I thought about what a gift having the ability to be grateful is. When the Samaritan man comes back to thank Jesus, Jesus tells him to go because his faith has made him well. Okay, so wait a minute. The man was healed from leprosy already, but Jesus still says, get up and go, your faith has made you well. Although the man came back physically healed, maybe this man needed some holistic healing. The essential moment of the story is this one man's turning back to praise God and thank Jesus. He was acting to voice his gratitude to Jesus. Sometimes we don't think much of gratitude, especially when our lives aren't going so well and we are feeling forgotten. Let's face it, though. Even when our lives are going splendidly, sometimes we have a tendency to think we are the reason our lives are going so well and forget to thank the true author of our lives. We may look at ourselves smugly and think we made the good happen all by ourselves. When we are able to express gratitude to God, it helps us to remember where true grace comes to us from. During my internship, I have been working with and accompanying many people who are dealing with trauma, heartache, and grief. While I do not believe that it is ever helpful to minimize someone's pain by dismissing it and flippantly saying, but you have so much to be thankful for, I do believe and have found that it is helpful to see the good in the midst of the terrible and be thankful. Gratitude can be a balm for a broken spirit. Being healed by Jesus in this story was on the surface a physical healing. I would argue, however, the true healing was spiritual. I bet the isolation that came with having leprosy was devastating. I imagine it was a bit how we all felt and sometimes still feel having to isolate ourselves from one another during COVID. Leprosy was a horrific, disfiguring disease, and I imagine it is much like other illnesses. It undoubtedly comes with anxiety and depression. Showing mercy to the lepers, set them free of much more than their physical pain. Jesus knows our struggles. Jesus feels our pain. The Son of God wept and yet did not turn away from what he came to accomplish. We are set free. Pastor Nadia Bolz Weber is one of my favorite authors and theologians. In her first book, Pastrix, she talks extensively about death and resurrection. The words death and resurrection were on my mind when I first read our gospel. The fact that the men with leprosy were suffering and living separately made me think of a kind of death. And their healing felt to me like resurrection. As I work with those in recovery, I see death and resurrection over and over again. The disease of addiction is deadly. People suffering from addiction experience a kind of death none of us who aren't in recovery can imagine. There is isolation, heartache, and separation. Recovery is like a resurrection, and it is a beautiful thing to witness. Our baptismal vows speak of death and resurrection, the one we all experience. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world, death and resurrection. No one, not even the marginalized, is outside of God's mercy. May we follow in Jesus' footsteps and love people on the margins. Gratitude is a balm for a broken spirit. Death and resurrection are our reality. Thanks be to God. Amen.